With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Though he has not been convicted of or even charged with insurrection, the Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that former President Trump's name cannot appear on the state's presidential election ballot.
Citing the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, the Colorado Supreme Court said Trump was ineligible to hold the office of president and it barred him from the state's presidential primary. The Trump campaign claimed political bias and fear, calling it a flawed decision, and it promised a swift appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, all seven of the justices of the Colorado Supreme Court are Democrat appointees. Also at SRNNews.com, the prospects for speedy approval of another Ukraine aid bill are fading as the White House and congressional Democrats resist Republican demands that immigration reform and tighter border security be included in the aid package. Senate Minority Leader McConnell says talks are ongoing.
I think it's pretty safe to say that we've made some significant progress, but we obviously aren't there. But that needs to be a part of this overall request from the administration, which remains extremely important.
Illegal aliens continue to surge across the southern border in record numbers. 12,600 people encountered by Customs and Border Protection on Monday. It's believed to be the highest number in a 24-hour period since record keeping began more than 60 years ago. A Philadelphia TV station's news helicopter has crashed in a heavily wooded area of southern New Jersey. The pilot and a photographer are on board the WPVI helicopter. There's been no word on their status. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures are down 40 points. NASDAQ futures are off 50 points. This is SRN News. UPS teaming up with the Salvation Army to spread some Christmas cheer.
UPS employees in five cities have adopted 425 children this Christmas through the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program. The Christian nonprofit helps provide Christmas gifts to hundreds of thousands of children around the country each year. UPS hopes its efforts will inspire a cycle of giving and kindness. A company representative said, in the future, those kids could potentially be donors to Angel Tree because someone helped them. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
One Florida church wants to make sure that nobody misses Christmas Eve services. Grace Family Church in Tampa Bay will hold 31 Christmas Eve services available to all families across the region at seven different locations. Lead Pastor Craig Altman says, "We're delighted to open our doors and invite families from all over Tampa to experience a service. It's a beautiful way to reflect on the meaning of Christmas." This is SRN News. Well, this has been a long time coming.
Southwest Airlines and its pilots reached a tentative labor agreement after 3.5 years of negotiations, the last of the four major airlines to reach a deal with pilots. The Dallas-based carrier said Tuesday it was pleased to reach the agreement in principle, which it called a key milestone. Specific terms of the agreement weren't disclosed, but pilots at American, United, and Delta have won raises of roughly 40% over 5 years. Keith Peters reporting.
Some Tesla employees in Sweden have gone on strike. The job action is sparking sympathy walkouts by union workers all across the country and in some other Nordic countries. Roughly 130 Tesla mechanics in Sweden walked out after the EV maker refused to sign a collective bargaining agreement. No Tesla employees anywhere in the world belong to a union. More details at SRNNews.com.